This is Podcast Ping with Patrick McNamara. Caught on a candle wick, smoking away black and thick, just the spark of a brighter light that fought away the cold dark night.
Was you near it?
No.
If you wasn't, then you yet to fear it.
Yes.
Once you met it, you regret it.
Why?
Just because you never will forget it.
Why?
Did you ever wake up from your dreaming?
Dreaming?
I'm dreaming.
Uh-huh.
Then suddenly you take a screaming fit.
Yes.
That's it.
That's why.
That mysterious
fact.
While awake or while you're slumbering, you're saying
what?
He's saying that.
What?
Mysterious
fact. Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Keep a listening. Look,
look,
look. You're listening there.
What?
Mysterious
fact. Yes.
Sneaky, freaky, ever melodious. Any minute,
yes.
They begin it.
Yes.
Hey, you know what you're about, you're in it. Give a feeling,
well,
most appealing.
Well,
cause the feeling such a brain a reeling. When it's late and everyone is yawning. Good morning, day dawning. Then suddenly you hear a warning shout.
Oh, no.
Look out.
What for?
That mysterious
threat. Yes.
While awake or while you're slumbering, you're saying
what?
He's saying that.
What?
Mysterious threat.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Keep a listening.
Look.
You're whistling there.
What?
Mysterious
threat. Yes.
Freaky, freaky, ever melodious.
When Tuesday feels like Monday, you know it's not a fun day to be born or wed or wind up dead. Of course, that's no fun any day.
Thank you.
Bernadette liked to keep her knives nice and sharp, sharp enough to slice the thinnest of vegetables and the freshest of bread. Surely there was no one else who had knives as sharp. She took great pride in her knives as she sliced a tomato into wafers, ignorant of the watery red drops leaking to the floor and the slippery puddle forming beneath her feet. What finest slices, she thought. Even God couldn't make thinner slivers. Then she discovered the leak seconds less than too late. After setting the knife down with the bone handle hanging over the edge like the spar of a gallows, she reached for a napkin to soak up the tomato's fluids. And as rapidly as a heart can beat, her feet slipped out from beneath her as Bernadette fell to the floor. In desperate instinct, she reached out for something to grasp, but the counter, coated with juices, wouldn't allow her to take hold. So she fell, bumping arm against a utensil sharp enough to pierce flesh and sever limbs, which dropped as the blade of a guillotine. Now a dull knife might have just bounced off her and left her with nothing more than a minor bruise or a small scratch. It wouldn't have been able to slice into her chest, slide between her ribs, and penetrate her heart. But Bernadette liked to keep her knives nice and sharp.
In the Tower of London,
largest life,
the ghost of Anne Boleyn walks, I declare.
He declares.
For Anne Boleyn was once King Henry's wife.
King Henry's wife.
Until he made the headsman Bobber heir.
Bobber heir.
Ah, yes, he did her wrong long years ago.
Long years ago.
And she comes up at night to tell him so.
So, so, so.
With her
head
tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower. With her
head
tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. She comes to haunt King Henry, she means giving him what for.
What for?
Gadzooks, she's going to tell him off for having spilt her gore.
Her gore.
And just in case the headsman wants to give her an encore, she has her head tucked underneath her arm. Sometimes gay King Henry gives a spread.
Gives a spread.
For all his pals and gals, a ghostly crew.
A ghostly crew.
The headsman carves the joint and cuts the bread.
And cuts the bread.
Then in comes Anne Boleyn to queer the do.
To queer the do.
She holds her head up with a wild war whoop. And Henry says, don't drop it in the soup.
The soup.
With her head
tucked
underneath her arm, she whoops the bloody tower. With her
head
tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. The sentries think that it's a football that she carries in. And when they've had a few, they shout, his army going to win? They think that it's Red Grange instead of poor old Anne Boleyn. With their head tucked underneath their arm. Along the drafty corridors for miles and miles she goes.
She goes.
She often catches cold, poor thing, it's cold there when it blows.
It blows.
And it's awfully awkward for the Queen to have to blow her nose. With her head tucked underneath her arm. With her head tucked underneath her arm.
Music on this podcast was exhumed from the Internet Archive at archive.org. Music on this podcast has been That Mysterious Rag by Arthur Collins and Albert Campbell, Chopin's Funeral March by the Edison Concert Band Orchestra, and With Her Head Tucked Underneath Her Arm by Rudy Valley. Poetry on this podcast has been Caught on a Candlewick, When Tuesday Feels Like Monday, and Knives by Patrick McNamara. Podcast Ping can be found at podcastping.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening.